This is Wino from The Obsessed, and you're listening to The Haunted Chapel with BZ and Johnny.
Welcome to The Haunted Chapel. It's like church, but for metal. Here are your hosts, John Araya and Brittany Elliott.
Welcome back to The Haunted Chapel. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We have a great episode today. I'm John.
I'm Brittany.
And our episode today is awesome. What a great legend and good friend of Brit's. Really good friend.
Family.
That's pretty cool. More family than friend. But before we get into that, we just want to say subscribe to our YouTube. Like our stuff. Check out our podcast on all social, on all podcast platforms, wherever you get them. Spotify, Amazon,
Apple,
all that. We're on everything. We're trying to get out there. And we're also starting up a Twitch TV where we can start doing live streaming pretty soon. So as soon as we get that up and running, we'll let you know and check it out. Subscribe where we can talk about records and songs and stuff.
Maybe start streaming live from the tattoo shop.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what else? Oh, we got some giveaways up too on our website. Yeah.
We got two new giveaways up. We've got a full day session tattoo giveaway. So that's always fun. And I always look forward to drawing the winning ticket and seeing who's going to be stuck in my grasp. I try to give back. I give away the full day session. And then if the giveaway makes more than that, then I always give away more hours and more time so more people can win. And also we've got the new heavy metal tables giveaway up right now. And it is a freaking amazing giant purple Black Sabbath table with galactic sparkle in it. And
yeah,
it's
nice.
Yeah.
Super nice.
Johnny rigged up a really cool color changing LED light underneath that illuminates this big Sabbath cross that I painted on the lower tier. So it's got two tiers, the big table, and then it's got a really big long drawer that you could fit your remotes or all your goodies or whatever you're going to put in your table. So yeah,
really, I don't care. Really nice.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. I hate giving them away sometimes because they're my babies, but I like making the people happy. So thank you guys. Mm-hmm. So on that note, you can, donate $20 and get your name in the pot, and all that money gets circulated back into materials. Then also we make merch to give you guys. So if you enter two tickets or more, you get one of my new flash sticker packs, and I've got all kinds of cool new stickers from some of my most recent flash. And also, we got some cool fun new buttons made. I don't know if you can see them, but it's the logo of us as skeletons. And then the I entered the THC giveaway button and a little nugget hellion version of me. So that one's fun. So yeah, so you'll get some goodies in the mail and hopefully somebody super awesome will win. But I know all of you that enter are super awesome. So we're super stoked to be giving away some prizes on Valentine's Day. So stay tuned and
that's right. The name will be drawn on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for a time.
Yeah, we haven't announced a time yet, but let us know in the comments if we should draw the name earlier in the day or later in the day. Do you guys have Valentine's plans with your significant others? Do you want to watch live? You don't have to be live to win because we didn't announce that in the first place. However, we would prefer if you came on live. So we'll figure out a time. And if we draw your ticket and you're live, you'll probably get some extra prizes. So that's we always give away extra goodies. And if you're in our live video, you may just win something.
That's right. So tune in and see if you won, because it's always fun. People chime in. We goof around a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
But it's pretty fun live tune in. So picking a name. So check it out on Valentine's Day. We'll let you know what time.
Yeah, check out thehauntedchapel.com to get your name in the drawing.
That's right. Awesome. So, so check it out. And, here's our interview with Wino.
Yeah, I don't know that we mentioned that we're interviewing the legendary guitar god, Wino. And Wino is a big part of my life. I'm a huge Obsessed fan, huge St. Vitus fan. I got the opportunity to tour with Wino in 2013 and 2014, and we've tattooed each other. I've taught him a lot about tattooing, and I am just ultimately grateful for all of the time I've been able to spend with this amazing human being. So we had a little bit of a technical difficulty filming the first 5 minutes, so it's a little rough from the beginning, but... Yeah. Without further ado, here is the legendary
Wino. There you go.
Yeah, man. So tell us about what you guys got going on and the Obsessed going to Mexico. You guys are gearing up for tour again, huh?
We are getting up for tour, but we're also we're gearing up for a European tour in the spring. We don't really have much going on in the States. We're going to play. We got two shows coming up in the States. What we're doing is we're going to rehearse starting Valentine's Day for about a week, and then at the end of that weekend, we're going to do two shows around here. We're playing in Bergen, New Jersey, at Salty's by the Sea on the 18th, and on the 19th, we're playing St. Vitus Bar in Brooklyn.
Awesome.
And then we're going to go, we have a week off, then we go into the studio. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to, like, you know, rehearse some new material, hopefully play some new material live at these two dates, and then go to the studio, record, and then after that, we're going to Mexico.
Awesome. Nice.
And basically, that's it until springtime, and then we're going to go to Europe, and yeah, for the first time in like 7 years, so it should be a lot of fun.
Dude, since the last Vitus tour over there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while since Europe welcomed Wino back. So yeah, you know,
it was a little bit weird too, because it's like, okay, you know, there was an incident. Okay, yeah, my bad. But I, you know, it was supposed to be a certain length of time, and it got extended quite a bit actually, just by the
bureaucracy.
Mischievousness of the Scandinavian government. I don't really have to name the country, but anyways. So it's going to be great, man. Got a lot of recordings since then, you know, and I think people are going to be, we're stoked. Yeah. And South America is supposed to be on the table too. Like, we had that kind of snatched from us. That's always been my dream, to go to South America. We had that kind of snatched away from us, you know, with all the bullshit. Right. And so that's coming up.
Johnny just got back from there from a tour with Doyle. So
great.
Yeah.
I'm talking like, you know, we were supposed to go. When last March or whatever it was.
2020.
Yeah, 2020, when everything blew up. Right. Disease and all that. You know.
You'd never been to South
America. But anyway, it looked really good. I mean, pretty stuck.
You had never been to South America before, ever?
No. And that's been my lifelong dream. I mean, my theory, I know, I can't wait.
Dude, they're going to go crazy. Yeah, they're going to be so excited. Up,
yeah. People always tell me, man, you feel like the Beatles over there or something, you know?
Yeah.
Love that. But, you know, I've always kind of felt that if you can't crack your home state, you're not shit, you know? Right. So we will continue to just play the United States as much as possible and hope the new record coming out, you know? I don't know exactly when. We've done a third of it. And we're taking our time with it this time because I know it has to be as good or better than Sacred, so.
Sacred was amazing. That was pretty mind-blowing to hear that and channel the same obsessed sound, and it was just that was awesome. I can't wait. And you got Jason and Chris in the band on the new record, right?
Those guys are great.
What's that?
You got Jason and Chris playing on the new record?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, and he's saying they're starting rehearsals on Valentine's Day. A fun fact is the day before that, the 13th, happens to be Bri Dog and Jason Taylor's birthday.
Yeah,
no, they shared the same
Aquarius birthday.
That's pretty weird. Yeah, that's pretty strange, right? Like, you know, we put the band together with Jason, and then we found that out, so it's pretty interesting.
Wow, that's crazy. And they both have kind of like a similar energy. They're both like really chill, mellow, just good-hearted dudes, you know? Chill. So
yeah, badass, good-hearted dudes.
That's right. That's awesome.
I'm really, really looking forward to this next run because we're going to be playing, you know, new material for, you know, a lot more new material. We've been playing a couple songs here and there, Daughter of an Echo and stuff, but I think that we're going to let it all hang out this one.
Awesome.
So when you said you have one third of the record done, do you mean like recording or just like mixing or?
Well, we recorded the basic tracks and then, we came back and we listened to everything and, we realized that we wanted to like redo a couple.
All right.
Luckily, we had a budget to be able to do that. So we could basically, so it was sort of like, in a way, it was sort of like demoing in the same studio that we're going to do the final recording in.
Right.
Because we go to a huge studio in Delaware to do the drum tracks.
Mm-hmm.
That's like this huge drum room that our engineer really likes. And then we do everything else at his studio, not very far.
Right.
None of it's very far from here, I guess. Well, 6 hours from where we are in New York. But there are two studios out there pretty close to each other. So we sleep at the one studio, the big studio. We can sleep there.
Right.
So we sleep there. We drive there. We take all the gear there. We sleep there. And we just go at it, you know? We weren't quite as prepared as we should have been the first time because of just all the life stuff going on, you know, like a lot of tragedy.
Yeah.
A lot of drama, you know, but that's all over, so.
Yeah, let's get back to it.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, man, life seemed like really fucking heavy for a while there.
Sometimes still it seems kind of just like...
Yeah, I mean, people
uncertain, you know?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's, I mean, so many of our friends have died.
Yep.
In the last 2 years, it's mind-blowing. And most of them died from, you know, ODing on fentanyl. I mean, I just heard about another friend of mine's sister-in-law yesterday. It's like, it doesn't seem like a day goes by almost,
oh,
you know?
Oh, man. My God. That's terrible, man.
But it's all part of, you know, all this death, you know, all this drugs, you know, fentanyl and all that, and all this death, because it's just, I think, part of the plan, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you bring people down, and then, you know, survival of the fittest, you know, mentally and physically.
Right, and there's a lot of ways that you were getting, you know, attacked, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
which we watched in your movie there, the Wolfman movie.
Greatest movie of all time. Oh, everyone needs to go watch Wino and Shirley's film Wolfman. It is the greatest. Get off your fucking phone for for an hour and sit down and watch it and keep your attention span on the damn movie, because it's a really awesome, powerful message. But you do it really in a way that's like, you remember it. You remember the three key points that they're trying to shut down, and I won't give it away, but it's like, you remember it, and then you laugh every time you hear it, and then you like start saying it in the movie, and it's just, it's great. It's so awesome. And when we were first watching it, we were like laughing, and they were like, no, there's like a serious message. And dude, they made all of these sets. They made all of these chopper, chopper dudes. Cycles. Like,
when Leslie gave me the first Bigfoot action figure, I was like, ding! I was like, wow, get 740. We're going to have a club.
We started making those for Patreon just as like the monthly content. We just made episodes. We didn't really think it through, but then we're like, dude, we have like a through line. So we would just like, over the course of 3 years, like, you know, I would make the sets, he would make the choppers, he would do the voices, I'd put together and edit. And, turn it into a show.
The voice is a pain in the ass, man. Because it's like over three years, you know, the first voice was like, you can hear, like, when I hear my own voice shining through too much, I'm like,
dude, you know, it's really weird hearing yourself, for sure. But, like, I was like,
let's be honest.
The fucking editing is amazing. Editing. I'm like, oh my God. Like, this is so many, this woman, like, wow.
The voiceover.
She taught herself how to edit, you know, and, you know, part of her day job. And man, you know, it's been mind blowing. She does all our art advertisements that we do and stuff.
Yeah, I learned how to edit by working on the dock, I would say. Like,
that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Right, in the docks. That's the big news.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, what's going on with
that?
That's
the big news. Okay, we're gonna debut the dock in Woodstock on 420 at our friend Andy's theater right in downtown Woodstock. It's Tinker Street Theater on 420.
And then we might have to make a trip.
Yeah, we might do a couple more screenings. Like, I'd love to do one in Austin. We don't know yet, but I'll keep you all posted on that.
Yeah.
And then possibly something in Europe. But either way, we'll just put it out there, you know, distribute it online and also have hard copy DVDs.
Hell yeah.
So that's going to be cool. I mean, the biggest challenge really is to keep from getting ripped off. Yeah.
No shit. I know all about this.
Yeah, I know you do. Fucking way too much.
We all do.
Yeah.
We all do, you know? So that's why, you know, Wolfman was, in a way, was a good way to sort of test the water. Like, you know, we went with Gumroad as opposed to Vimeo, because Vimeo was a pain in the fucking ass. They wanted information on the content. Let's put it that way. In other words,
they wanted a fact check.
Fact check this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, and not only that, it was just really hard. Communicate, and I don't think they got enough elves in the factory over there, but it worked out.
But Gumroad was cool. I'll shout out them. They were fucking easy.
Okay, hell yeah.
Just like self putting shit out. That's what I found.
And it's protected somehow, right?
I think.
I don't know what the deal. Like, I don't know enough about technology, but I, you know, if you could just like pay for it and then download it somehow, I mean, that's, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's a labor of love, obviously. But the doc. It's something that we really put our hearts into. Like, we went cross country, as you know, like 3 times. Aww. So, you know, since I was getting my motorcycle worked on in Austin, then we were able to go to North Carolina, talk to Dixie and Shep. Then we were able to come talk to you all. You know, we were able to, talk to the motorcycle people stuff like that, and interview a lot of people, Bauer in New Orleans, you know. So on the way there and back, you know, we accomplished quite a bit. So
that's
cool. So awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys are quite the amazing power couple. You know that?
Yeah,
I fucking back this. This is so great.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that because we're getting married.
Awesome.
Yes,
that's great. Congratulations.
Yes,
it's the first anybody's going to hear about it right now.
Amazing. That's I will awesome. Be there with bells on if we're invited. Yeah. We're so happy for you guys. We love y'all.
We're not going to put anybody through the drudge of the actual marriage. We're just going to have a party.
Fuck yes! Awesome.
Oh,
let's celebrate the two of you. Your beautiful love, just everything that's you guys great. Have been through together. We all survived COVID together, and that is a testament of surviving a relationship.
But, it's all about love. You know, don't take your eye off the ball. Because believe me, they're not going to take their boot off our necks, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow, that's great news.
Because they're already, thank you. Thank you a lot.
Congratulations.
We took a class, actually. We went up to the local...
Silver School.
Yeah, it's like a kind of a cool like compound where they do classes, and we took a silversmithing class.
Amazing.
So we learned how to work with like brass.
Awesome.
Fucking copper and a little bit with silver. We did the basics course and it was so fucking rad. Like, using the little saw and soldering and little hammer, being like a dwarf in Lord of the Rings, you know?
So we're going to add that to our business because we, you know, selling art, and I've been selling some commissioned jewelry that, you know, I've been sourcing stuff from all kinds of crazy places, but now we're going to make the jewelry.
That's it. It's awesome when you can just fucking make everything from scratch. That's how I am with tables. I'm like, man, I've got to get more proficient with actually cutting wood and making my own tables instead of outsourcing the tables. Kind of like you with jewelry instead of like fucking with someone else's piece and, you know, resoldering something or whatever.
The pieces you source are fucking quality and original. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. It's like, you know, you can go buy all your beads and shit like that at Michael's.
Right.
But, you know, when we look around, like, I like to find the pendant first and build a piece around that, you know?
There's some shops out here, like,
a lot of cool
antique shops. But we need a fucking Skinner table from you.
I got you! Okay,
I think
so
we got one.
What are we... we're doing a coffee table. We're going to do a big table,
right?
A big
table? Okay. Yeah.
What imagery are... Do we want a live shot? Do we want an album? I mean...
Black and white with Ed King from Fillmore.
Yeah! Okay. Oh. Yep. Okay. All right. We'll find it.
Have to be that. But Ed King's so funny in that...
Ronnie barefoot with his hat.
Funny in that because he's like... You know, he was like crazy hair. He's got this modified. I don't even know what kind of guitar it is. Like a Les Paul Junior. I don't know. He was a cool guy. He was interesting.
Man, all those guys, Skinner. We just have this love for Skinner that most don't understand. But if you really dig deep into Skinner, that's just like the bread and butter of life. All of those songs is just like, man, listen to these songs. Be a good human. Be good to your
heart.
Yeah, just be good to your friends and family. And
have lessons and morals to them.
Absolutely, man.
It's the grooviest swing ever.
You know, I got a real good insight into that band recently when I read their producer, Al Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote a fucking killer book. And you get some real cool inside information on Skinner. Like, the personal shit. But what he was saying was, like, when they came to record, they were so fucking tight, like, you know, Van Zant ran that band with Whip, you know. He said they were so tight, you know, they had, you know, how they had all their guitar solos, like, totally written out. Like, written they played out. The same shit, you know.
Yep.
That's pretty cool, man. It's never really happening, I think.
And I always heard that, like, Ronnie wouldn't write down lyrics. Like, he said that if he couldn't remember the lyrics, it wasn't good enough. So when
he didn't mean them enough. Wow, that's
exactly. Yeah. So I was like, wow, man. So he would go in there and nothing be written down, and be like, nope. If I can't remember them, they're not good enough. Like, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
that's how tight you got to be. I mean, and you know, that's doing it right. I mean, if you go into the studio and you fuck around writing songs or you kind of half-ass it, then it's going to cost some money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can hear it in the guitar solos when you can hear especially like in headphones. You can hear the same solo just dubbed, you know, like two tracks of the same solo, and it's note for note the same solo. I'm like, wow, how are they doing that?
They're three amazing. Guitar players.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, wild people.
You know, and I thought Steve Gaines was really a monster. I mean, when they added him in, he was like, wow, they're taking it to a new level. I mean, that last record, I like it, but I gotta say it's not my favorite.
What, Street Survivors?
Yeah.
Right. It's real polished and yeah.
I'm gonna give me back my bullets, girl. Probably if I had to choose off the top of my head, because I'm every mother's son. That song is so amazing. Of course, title track, "Give Me Back My Bullets," and then "Cry for the Bad Man" is just
every song. I'm giving back.
Yes,
my bullets.
I mean trust.
Like, every song. You got another fancy. So it's
that's
like
that's it. That was my dad's favorite. He likes cheating woman.
I like playing that one. Nothing fancy.
You like that was the best. Yeah. Saturday night. I mean, that's like Ed King's, man, really, like, a lot of those good riffs, are his, I think, you know?
Yeah, Ed King wrote a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Skinner, all right.
That's right. Okay, so Wino, a lot of people may not know this either. You've been learning how to tattoo, kind of, and practicing it, really? Yeah?
I have been, but I haven't had as much, been practicing as much as I'd like to, but, you know, I've been...
Hey, life gets busy. That's how Johnny is, too, but... Just for funsies. Oh, yeah.
I'll be out there.
Are you practicing?
Hell yeah.
They're in style, so I think they're cool.
Well, why don't I have... Yeah, we had a pact years ago, and it was like, I'm going to teach you how to tattoo. You're going to teach me how to play guitar, but I haven't learned how to play guitar, so...
Good, and you're the looking queen of tattoos.
We're probably in the same place.
Yeah, so we need to catch up on our mission, but the... man,
we'll power time, dude.
That's it. Power time tattoo. That's right. My dream.
We were talking about that yesterday.
Yep. To eventually open a shop.
It's hard for me to decide the next tattoo I want, you know?
Dude, we're running out of room. Well, you got your legs, huh? Your legs are pretty blank.
The solar one turned out really well.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's the last one. The
guy that makes the amps, he was like, man. Because I told him I was going to get it, but I don't know if he ever thought I was.
Yeah, right. Talk is cheap these days, but you're a man of your word.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I can't wait to get back up and. You know, I got this strange thing I've been building for y'all too for a little while.
A cool thing. Yeah, I can't wait.
It's sharp as fuck, man. It's
dangerous, but it's beautiful.
It's dangerous. Uh oh.
Y'all gotta visit winoart.com and get all your wino originals, man. I bought a couple things, and I bought a painting for a friend, and he's like, "This is fucking amazing." You know, I'm like, "You gotta cool. go." Yeah, gotta go.
Yeah, winoart.com, and you know, I appreciate that. And I appreciate all the people that bought some. I mean, it kind of kept us afloat over the last couple of years.
Right. Wow.
I was pleasantly surprised at, you know, what we're doing. I see your sword back there. All right.
Yeah, it's wood.
Okay, so on that note, that's a Slayer prop. So we wanted to ask you about, so Brydog, drummer of The Obsessed, sent us the picture of him, you know, kind of behind the drum kit with Slayer on the stage when he was teching for The Obsessed. What was that, 83 or 84 when you played with Slayer?
Must have been like 80, I'm thinking.
Yeah,
84.
It was kind of a weird show for us because Slayer was supposed to headline. But it was at this kind of a really rundown place, you know, in Baltimore, the Loft, I think it was.
Yeah.
But Slayer was supposed to headline, but they told the promoter that they wanted to play second because they had a long drive. Well, y'all drive to New York City from Baltimore is only like, I don't know, however many hours that is.
Yeah, it's a couple hours.
But it was sort of like, it was a power play because they usurped our slot. We were so happy we'd get to support Slayer. But they usurped our slot, and then we played half our set and got the power pulled. So, for the club, yeah. So I got to say, you know, there wasn't really much stage management in those days. I mean, it was a lot of fun, of course, but
it'd
be a little disappointing for me. That's all.
I just think it's crazy that like life comes totally full circle. Like with Johnny now, and you guys were in the same room because you were on that tour.
Yeah, like,
and he in 1983,
30 years ago, 40 years ago, or in the same.
How many years ago? I had no idea.
That must have been 40, right? At least, or 30, at least.
83?
At least 30. Yeah.
Well, exactly 40. That's a trip.
It's exactly 40 years this year. 83.
Shirley and I aren't even 40 yet.
Wow.
Yeah, we thought about being into metal when we were.
But we were probably in that fucking same room too.
We were. Our energy was there before we were manifested.
Well, If I'm not mistaken, wasn't that was right? It was pretty early in the Slayer game because.
Yeah.
Sure, I think there's only the EP and a full length out, right?
Yeah, that was with COC, right? So. COC. Yeah. So that was that must have been either 83 or 84. I'm thinking maybe 84.
Was that the first Slayer?
Was
that the first tour?
Our first major tour was 84, yeah.
I think it was. I think that's what Brian told me. He sent me that picture because when I tattooed him, when you guys were in the shop, he was talking about it. He's like, man, I have this fucking picture and Tom's on stage and I'm in the back. And I was like, no yeah. way. Yeah. And so he has probably this shirt on. This,
yeah, that shirt.
This yeah, classic shirt. Yeah. yeah. And I'm like, do you still have the shirt? yeah. I was like, yes.
Oh, yeah. That was so wild, man. You know, that was so wild. Like, the story of me and him getting together, you know. Because he was just sort of like the kid, you know. He didn't even really – he liked punk rock. And he told me the whole story, you know. And he didn't really give a fuck about metal or hard rock or anything like that. And then Joe Lally – I used to have, you know, bad tenants. When I rented a house from this lady and I would rent out the rooms to my friends, you know. But that's usually a bad idea. Especially back then, you know. So finally, you know, I was having so many problems with one guy that he was at. So then Joe Lally, you know, he lived right down the street and he wanted to get out of his parents' house. He's like, you know, can I rent the room? And he struck me as a real responsible guy. So I said, yeah. You know, coming from me, I know it sounds weird, but I mean, you know, I got to go around to five people collecting money to pay the fucking rent or whatever.
Yeah, man.
So, Joe moved in and then he said he turned me on to Joy Division. One of my all-time favorite bands. Well, I think one of the heaviest bands ever.
Right.
In terms of, you know, just relatively. And then I turned him on to Raw Power, you know, Iggy and the Stooges. So we had this great friendship built up. And then when we parted ways, he joined Fugazi, you know. And then we were still doing The Obsessed. And where's I going with that?
You're going
Right. All right. Sorry about that. So Joe and Brian lived next to each other. And Joe was sort of like Brian's big brother, taking him to shows all the time, you know. And so basically when Brian finally did see The Obsessed, then that changed his world for him, he told me. And, you know, he was our road guy then. He just helped our drummer at the time. So, you know, when things came to a full circle way back when we first did the Obsessed reunion with the original lineup, well, without Mark Lowy, out here, you know, our drummer, Eddie, called Brian and said, hey, can you help me? So when Brian came out this last time, all of a sudden now we played drums. The entire interim of him working for us and us not knowing each other for the many years, he picked up the drums. So now he's a kick-ass drummer. Wheels were coming off the wagon. Eddie didn't want to do it anymore. Eddie couldn't do it anymore. And so Brian, it's a weird way it happened, but he stepped in. And ever since that, we've been the team. I mean, I really couldn't do that him. Straight up.
And ask him, you're like, well, what songs do you know? He's like, what do you want to play? I know them all. You're playing The Obsessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's for me, it's like, you know, it's a dream come true. You know, you have a comrade in arms who is also my best friend. And
He truly respects you. I've seen that firsthand. You can just tell. He's wino worship.
And he's the man. And we've seen, you know, he has endured some real heavy shit over the last couple of years, and he's still in the game. And, you know, hats off to the dog, man.
Yeah,
dude. When we're on the road, at, like 3 a.m, we got like a 6-hour drive. Dog's like, fuck it, I'll do it. He's the fucking best.
Yeah, he's the one. He takes charge. That's why he's the general. Yeah.
Bright dog, like, road dog.
Yeah. Man, but he's the general. Wow.
That's a long time to work with someone.
That's
great. You can trust. Build that trust, because it's hard. Who do you trust in the music industry, you know?
Who do you trust anymore, period? I trust you three people. That's about it.
Brothers and sisters. Man, I swear to God. Associates, you know?
The older I get and the more I learn about, you know, this country, any country, the whole world and all the machinations, the more that I don't trust anybody either, you know?
Same here. Like, that trust is her. I trust her with everything. And that's in my family, my sisters, of course, and that's about it. You know, there's
really isn't that crazy? It used to be at least you could trust some, you know, how many people can you trust, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty heavy. I'm glad we're keeping our chins above, you know, our heads up and somewhat trying to be somewhat happy because, you know, it's pretty, it's kind of desolation.
This is crazy now. It is, crazy times, you know, I don't know.
Create or die.
Yeah.
Create or die.
That's our motto.
That's what keeps me going. Like, people are always like through all the grief and tragedy and stuff that we've endured, everyone's endured through the last couple of years. People are like, how do you stay positive? Johnny helps me a lot because he's just very positive and is like, you got to move on.
Try.
Yeah, no, you're great. You like, I dwell in the past and he doesn't let me do that, you know.
You know what? Because she's the one who keeps me bothered. You know, like, okay. Mm-hmm. Godfather dude with all that bullshit, you know, but basically, you know, I think that I pay attention more to what I'm saying and doing now, and I think that the negativity that I harbor somehow is, she tempers that.
Yes.
I guess there's always a way to transfigure it, like knowing that something's wrong and trying to figure out how to do something about it, whatever's in your power, hell yeah. That's, I think, the positive way to transfigure it. Uh-huh. Johnny, what's your sign?
My zodiac sign? Oh, yeah, Pisces.
Pisces. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I guess you did, huh?
I think you said Pisces.
Are you tattooing these days?
I've been practicing. My last tattoo was a big fiend on some dude's calf. It was like a fiend in the coffin.
The coffin Misfits logo, and he killed it. And my client's like, dude, I fucking love it. It's my client that is now our client, you know? And he's like, I'm going to get tattooed by Johnny. It's awesome because everybody...
It was a few months ago, but it came out. That's my sixth tattoo. I've done six tattoos so far, so...
Yeah.
Well, I got a lot of room, man, you know?
Yeah. Next time you come down, I'll try to... I don't know, do like a logo on you, like a...
We'll all tattoo each other. It'll be great.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
You've tattooed me twice. You signed my Vitus logo. I almost forgot about that until recently. It's here somewhere. It says Wino. Where? And then you did the Up Club on me. Right here.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Right
on top. Right. That was the first one. I remember I was like, not so deep. But I was like, no, that spot just fucking hurts.
I didn't know you were going to ask me to do that day, you know? I was getting a lot of pushback. That was an honor. I was getting a lot of pushback from where we were staying, if you remember. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? Learning how to, like, at least, you know, hold my tongue another 10 seconds.
That's right. I wanted to ask you a question. You've probably been asked this a million times, and I don't want to be redundant. I wanted this to all just be natural. But so I was going through, I'm going to show you my crate of Wino vinyl.
Look at this crate.
And I don't even, I just think that you have the greatest discography. You have been on so many fucking records. You're so amazing. Hold on. Here he is. Okay. Ooh, so this is all of my Wino vinyl here. Wow. So. I was going to ask you, do you have a favorite, I mean, is the Obsessed your favorite project you've ever worked with because that's your baby? Or do you have, aside from the Obsessed, what's your favorite project? I mean, obviously you have Spirit Caravan, Hidden Hand.
Well, Shine. Yeah, I recently got that myself.
These while you're talking. This you signed mine recently.
Oh yeah, yeah.
This was probably my one of my first records of yours I ever got. Early 2000s.
I love that record, man. I love the record. That was like, you know, when we stopped working with Chris and we first came up with Bruce before the Hidden Hand, you know, the bass with the Hidden Hand, Bruce R.I.P. He passed away last year too, or this last year. Wow. But we decided we wanted to, you know, get our sound up a little bit, and so we started going to Bridge for Curse, and that was the last single that Spirit Caravan ever did. And I love those tunes, man. I think Sherman's song, you know, on that record is amazing. I thought it was a great single.
Yeah.
Is that the white vinyl?
Ooh.
It's white, right?
I think it is white.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So it'll be. Yeah. And
so that was the last thing. This was the last thing Spirit Caravan ever did. It was officially,
And cool. I tattooed this on Sherman, the eyeballs around his.
In my
old house, he's like, man, he had the snakes.
And that's a Daniel Higgs. That's a Daniel, you know, that's a Daniel Higgs design.
That's it.
Like, yeah.
One of my all-time favorite tattooers.
Yeah, man. God damn it, I missed the boat on the tattoo. But, you know, to answer your question, though. I mean, it's hard for me to say because
I'm gonna go through this while you talk.
I want to give everything as much as I can to everything. You know, like I gotta say, Vitus was amazing. Vitus took me farther than any band I've ever been in.
For sure.
Me and Chandler recently we made friends a couple days ago.
Yay!
Oh, nice.
And you know, I'm not trying to hold any bad blood. I mean, there's a couple people in the past, you know, like Guy and the Dutch swindler and another cat in the U.S. that totally fucked me over, last year, but you know what? I'm not dwelling on it.
Who do I need to kill? Because you know I will. I will kill for one.
We got shovel. We got shovel. Hey, hey, Brittany, that's amazing. Amazing.
Well, we worship Wino in this house. We think you're one of the, I always tell people, Wino is one of the fucking last guitar heroes. Do you realize this? Like, when I was a kid, like, you know, my dad was obsessed with 70s hard rock, and, you know, early Ozzy was on the radio all the time. And Randy Rhoads, I just remember hearing Randy Rhoads and just all these guitar gods that my dad worshipped. He loved Glenn Hughes, which obviously that's bass, but like just Deep Purple and just all these old school bands. And you know about all these guitar heroes, but they start dying off, you know? And then it's like, who's left? Who's really left? And people are like, oh, Zakk Wylde is the last. And I'm like, dude, Wino. And sometimes like my friends and I'll have talks. It's like, why isn't Wino like revered like Lemmy? And to people like me, you are my Lemmy, my Ozzy or Randy Rhoads or whatever. To me, I'm like, these and your message and your songs and your lyrics are so much more powerful, I think, than any of the predecessors, because it's real. Mm-hmm. And I just think that you're awesome, Wino. Shirley, you're amazing. You fuel him to want to write more. And I think that having the right partner really helps you create or we will die. And that's what I was going to say about the pandemic is like, what keeps me going is creating. And if I don't make something, I don't feel whole. Like I feel like I'm just sitting around and I don't feel good about myself if I'm not putting my energy into something creative, or if I'm not, you know, tattooing someone and helping heal them through the tattoo that I'm creating, you know? Yeah. So, and I think that we all relate on that level.
It's the same way. I mean, you know, if we didn't have each other, and we didn't have our, you know, our ability to create, I couldn't even wake up. I couldn't even get up.
And it's inspiration to create something to be really grateful for. I think the fact that the inspiration strikes, you know,
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I think we're in an environment now, just as like kind of puny humans, that, you know, we need this to keep our sanity in a way. You know, it's like, I think life would be bleak without art. You know, that's like art is life. You know, pretty much whatever direction of art you take. You know, but I feel exactly the same way.
Yeah, for sure. Like without music, I can't even think of a world without music.
I know.
That's right. Well,
impossible. That record right there, Shrine Builder.
Yeah.
I mean, I have the Holy Grail.
to me, okay, I told those dudes, I was always the black sheep, okay? I'm always the black sheep, you know? And, you know, working with Scott Kelly, working with Dale Crover, working with Cisneros, I mean, it was a dream come true. And I told those dudes, you know, not an ego talk, I just said, listen, with our pedigree, you know, when we're touring, we should be carrying a small amount of production. We should have people to help us. You know, we need helpers. Yeah, you know, we can't put the burden on fucking Tony to like stage manage, drive, babysit, blah, blah, blah. You know, and the first thing he did was lose his laptop because he was under so much pressure, right? So the point I'm trying to make is, you know, I told the students with our pedigree, we might expect to just break even one or two tours, but it's going to snowball, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, everybody just wanted like, when you try to save money so hard, eventually you're going to fuck up. It's going to cost you.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to spend the money where it's needed, and you got to pay your help, man. You don't pay your fucking help, where are you? I mean, we tour with like the three of us doing everything, you know? And we finally got to the next level where we're gonna take a couple people out next time.
Oh, nice.
So it took a while from sort of like the right people, you know, are always, you know, bring them into the family. But I think we got it. We got a guy, two people now that are gonna help us.
Awesome.
And the next person will be a sound man, and we should be up to the next level. I mean, it's hard when you play the kind of music we do, and you know, I think being kind of outspoken,
being real.
But you want the right tribe, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's sort of what's kept us under the radar a little bit. You know, I don't know. I don't give a fuck about being PC. And
yeah, exactly.
PC sucks. And,
where's our Dillagaff shirts when we need them?
Right. Yeah. PC is PC for fascism.
Yes,
you know? That's so true.
Exactly,
it's so true. And the world's gone. I mean, everything is ass backwards, man. Everything is ass backwards. I mean, it's like all these fucking regulations and all this shit like going on at the
It all started when CERN started smashing them damn atoms, man. It's
fucking atom smashers, man.
They're smashing them atoms, creating all these universes, and now we're just like intertwining and like.
Did you ever see these weird loops? Did you ever see that video on YouTube that surfaced from CERN where they to me it looks like they do a real sacrifice in front of they've got a big the CERN on the inside of CERN, I guess where people actually sleep.
Uh-huh.
There's a big statue of Shiva.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Video service, you can find it. It's outrageous. Basically, a video service, some dude looking at his hotel window, clandestinely, supposedly filming what is a sacrifice right there in CERN. You just have the hoods. They've got, you know, and they bring out this fucking drugged up girl and they lay her down and blah, blah, blah. And also, you see the flash, boom, over. But I mean, a lot of people said that, it was fake because you could see that the dude who's filming it also had a hood from the shadow.
Right.
And it's fucking weird, man. And, you know, that's what caught, when I saw that, then I started paying attention to CERN.
Right.
And that's amazing you brought that up because
there's also there. He went there. He went there.
Oh, really?
I visited it, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. So you know about the logo, right?
Yeah.
Three sixes?
The three sixes. And that Shiva you're talking about is a big statue they have on the grounds. It's outdoors.
That's where the video was from. They allegedly did a real human sacrifice in front of that statue right there on the ground.
Because
the whole deal is, you know, nobody's allowed in there. Well, whatever it is.
How did you go see
some
it?
Parts? Well, it was a tour. They gave us like a private tour because we were there with the band. And I don't know how our tour manager hooked it up. He's like, hey, man, who wants to go to CERN? I was like, I do.
That's pretty cool. They're on a they're trying to repair. I think that they took some heat, you know, in the press, and I think that they're trying to like, you know, hey, look, everything's cool. We're not trying to fucking break the seventh seal and let out Leviathan or whatever it is. You know?
I think they did.
I think they already
unintentionally did. They did. I think. I don't know. It just seems everything's so backwards now. Like,
yeah. Well, you know, they say that there's a kid. There's a young guy who they say is probably the smartest person in the world. Like he's an astrophysicist, you know, whatever you call it, quantum physicist already.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid is, you know, brainiac. He's probably another spirit that's like, you know, reincarnated, you know. Right. But anyways, he says that he did all his mathematical equations that are too difficult for, you know, anybody except him. And he said that what CERN did knocked us into this weird kind of, didn't knock us into another dimension, but just kind of knocked us sideways into like, this time space, you know, weirdness, and that's what's causing all the like, what is it, the mandala? No, not mandala.
Mandela effect. Yeah.
You know, I've seen a little bit of that, but I mean, but I get it though, and I think that, you know, it seems like everything is really weird these days.
Mm-hmm. Same here, man. I know that kid. He's like 16-year-old kid, right? He explained explained everything like in terms that normal people like us can understand.
Layman's terms.
Yeah.
For dummies.
But to him, it's probably like art, you know? I mean, you know?
This is another language. Oh, yeah, this is what this says. Oh, wow, thanks. Yeah, that's the smashing of atoms, looking for that particle, and they found it. You know, they did find that particle.
They did find it.
Yeah, that they call it the God particle. It was found. But, all right, stop smashing atoms, man. You found it.
Yeah.
You know, now study it.
Well, you know,
I might not want to mess with that too much.
Yeah, they were worried about creating a black hole, and then it took me a really long time to wrap my head around what a black hole is.
Serious.
Like, I had it explained to me really succinctly by this a really smart kid I know, and Justin, he's also an artist, and he explained to me exactly what it was, but I couldn't re-explain it. But I mean, you know, messing around with shit they shouldn't be messing around with, and there's a reason for sure. Why this whole Luciferian trip to this, and also the tunnel opening ceremony?
Oh, right.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know about that.
The tunnel.
Okay. This is the scariest thing you can find on YouTube anywhere. When CERN was inaugurated, they had to get there. They had to bore through a mountain to make a whole road.
Mm-hmm.
They built this whole superhighway just because of CERN through this huge mountain range. I think in Switzerland. When they had the dedication to CERN, they closed it off, and they had the most sinister theatrical play like you're ever going to see.
Like an opening ceremony.
It's completely predicting what they want for the rest of the world. Enslaving the population, all these weird dancers all in their blue prison shit. You know, yeah. Demons coming down from the sky like fairies. Yeah. I mean, serious shit. And the only people there were the elite, you know, which is like, you know, they are fucking Schwab and his ilk.
Yeah. Schwab.
All the presidents.
Big, ugly.
You know, like, disenfranchising, like. Big ugly.
Evil, man.
Yeah, I saw that clip. I'm like, is this? I thought it was staged.
I think
I've
seen that.
It didn't look real. I'm like, wow, it is real. Yeah, people dressed up like demons and then coming out of the tunnel all dancing.
Yeah, I didn't know that was CERN. Like, I've seen that. That's crazy.
Well, you have to see that. It's so fucking weird. It's unbelievable how like sinister and weird it is. It's like, I mean, it's enough to really turn your stuff. Yeah, I don't know. Really, I can't really understand why people like David Icke are still around. You know, I mean. I guess it, man, conspiracy theory. Those two words. Best weapon the other side has.
Ike is a little. He's a little more. A little more mellow. Ike isn't as aggressive as
it's Jones. The delivery, or
Just Ike's more like, you know, he got heavy on shrooms one day and he saw God and he changed everything, his perspective. He saw
he's more
aliens.
Like a professor.
He's a professor. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And if we can't speak freely, though, we got nothing.
That's it.
So. That always goes back to this fucking expression.
Country, this country was founded on freedom.
That's right. Freedom. I mean, the more you learn about the more you learn about this country. Well, actually, there's like a Gaza turned me on to this man. I wish I could remember the name of the YouTube channel.
Mind Unveiled.
Okay.
Get into a little bit of that shit. Within the last couple of weeks, it's opened my eyes. So much new stuff. I mean.
It's pretty trippy. There's a couple guys we watch on there too, and I'm just like, wow. Like we turned off the regular news. I mean, during COVID, it's just like, everybody's glued to it. And it's like, fuck that. Propaganda. That's the fears machine that they want, you know, everybody attached to. And it worked, dude. I was such a nervous fucking wreck. My dad had just died. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like super riddled with grief already. And then all this fucking catastrophic shit's happening in the world. People are dying. Mike gets murdered. And I'm just like, what the fuck, man? And then you realize, like, man, fuck these people. These people are fucking that. This television is doing this to me. This is making me like a fucking dude. I used to wake up and put on a fucking record and be like, hell and fucking start drawing and fucking ease into my day, as I say, you know. And then you turn on the news and you're fucked. So yeah, dude. On a lighter note, and all my Vitus records, all like. I used to find like art that you would leave around. I leave around the bus. I'd be like, hey, man, John would be trying to clean up the bus and throwing shit away. I'm like, give me that. That's wino art. I have random wino art stashed in my Vitus records here.
Cool. Yeah, dude, I take the trash can that he throws away all the time. I'm like, this is a masterpiece.
Yeah, exactly. That's right, Shirley. Yeah.
I did that.
Okay, so.
Live your own fucking life.
Live your own life. I remember when we did that.
Be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I was so honored. We did that in the middle of a raging party at my house. So it's like the fucking room was just spinning around me and Wino was trying to zen out. There was no zen.
We were watching those metal guys, and Neil Fallon from Clutch was on the show. You know,
That metal show.
Remember that? It was snowy white. Neil Fallon, I can still remember that.
I was just like, I can't believe I'm tattooing Wino's stomach. I better not fuck this up.
Well, the most perfect tattoo ever is the Helm of All you did on me.
Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, it's like, it's perfect in every way.
It's a little raised up, but that was like, I remember that was like, I felt, you felt like you needed that tattoo to... You know, for that tour. So we did it like last minute and it was like, all right, it's South by Southwest. I had to gather materials from friends. I think my friend Doug from Diablo Rojo, he let me borrow a power supply and
I remember that. And you know, the night, let me see. The night before my incident in Scandinavia, we played Stockholm and
Mastile
back there backstage. And here comes this fucking giantess. And she had fucking her face off tattooed. I think she had a Vitus tattoo on her face.
She was or else, no, she had it was her throat V. or something.
She had a gigantic V like right here, like this huge fucking V. And we started talking. And I said, "Yeah, I got my tattoo." She looked at it and she was like, "Mmm."
She
likes
to.
And she touched. She goes, "Let me touch it." And she touches it. She goes, "Good in war, bad in love."
Not true though.
And the next day.
Yeah. Dude, I remember that. Okay, I have a picture from that because it's us and then it's Messiah from Candlemass and then Messiah's girl Cage and we're all hanging out like the night before and then I think that chick was in the background and she was kind of
She was creepy, man. Like
she told herself she's a witch. She said she told herself she's a witch and lived in the mountains. Teeth all fucked up, about 9 feet tall. I mean, she had
greenish teeth, almost like kind of witchy looking teeth, but she had like super pale skin and was almost had like a clamminess to it, like a creepy vitus fan. A huge vitus fan. It was like on her throat, and I was like, damn, I thought fucking diehard for vitus. Goddamn. Yeah, she was hardcore, but I remember she was kind of like, she was really grim and creepy. I was like, man, someone get this fucking witch out of here.
A witch!
And then she hexed Wino and we almost all went to jail, but only Wino went to jail. Damn it. That was a hex, huh? That was fucked up. Was but you're out now and you're going back to Europe, so that's going to be awesome.
Full circle.
Yes!
Not going back to Norway, but.
Okay, so if Shirley sees that bitch, get her the fuck away from you.
I don't think she necessarily cursed me. I think maybe she had a little bit more insight about that particular tattoo because, you know how it is. You know, maybe I wasn't, you know, maybe I had the wrong impression that you possibly.
Sure,
I don't know.
The meaning.
Say, I don't really think she cursed me or anything like that. I think she just like, was kind of like, you know.
Well, runes are powerful. My instinct says that that's a perfect.
Oh yeah.
Fucking yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
let's see it. Let's see it.
Yeah, let's see it.
So that was 2014 Spirit Caravan Tour. Awesome, that's dude. That's 8 years old.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's man. Awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. It's perfect.
Yeah, but it's crazy because it's like sometimes maybe we think a symbol or something might mean something. It's the classic age-old thing with like the Chinese kanjis, you know, that people got tattooed. They're like, man, it means this instead of this. That's different. But
I'm all about serving a symbol for yourself. You know, if you're giving it the power, you're giving it too. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I think that I'm glad I got it 100%. It definitely, I think, has worked. And I kind of think she's full of shit, but you know.
Why is she trying to tarnish my tattoo?
You know what I mean? She's like, good and more, then I should just fucking breeze right on through the border. You know?
That's right. Yes. Yes. Bad and war, good and luck, maybe. Good and love.
Yeah, luck.
But, you know, the symbol was like what Leslie, the berserkers, when they were coming off the ship, the first wave of warriors coming off the Viking ships to just absolutely destroy. The Swedish dude told me that they would drink this tea they would make out of this cold water sea sponge that only is in the area out there, and it would just drive them completely nuts, and they would get off the boat naked, winter, summer, whenever, with this symbol painted on their foreheads, and proceed to, like, lay waste to what they were getting. Yeah, the berserkers. It's a symbol of the berserkers.
The berserkers.
That is great. Wow. I love that. Yeah. It's like these, Johnny and I got matching little, I don't know if you can see them, the classic sparrow or swallow, you know? And if you get it on your neck or your hand, it was supposed to mean that you're a hooligan. So.
Yeah, it's hooligan.
It had to be, my hands were full, so we had to do the neck.
Oh, that's cool as fuck. That's cool.
The old English thing,
a little bracelet recently of some sparrows.
Yeah, sparrows, yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's like old, like, you know, enamel. Cool, man. Yeah.
Awesome.
We're hooligans.
Hell yeah, we're hooligans. Well, awesome. We love you guys. We're stoked for the doc. I can't fucking wait.
Yeah,
we're so excited to share. You know, it's been a labor of love for years. I couldn't imagine anything I'd rather fucking spend hours working on than like watching old footage. Awesome. You know, all the music in it is from Wino's catalog. Everything's written by him with the exception of Vita's songs written by Chandler. And Chandler was so cool about us using those. So it's like the best soundtrack ever to work with. And yeah,
I was petrified, with the Vitus thing. I was like, you know, I don't know. We might get some heavy pushback. And
no,
she called him and he was totally cool. I think I'm really glad that any of that bad blood has been smoothed over. I still feel like, okay, well, as usual, you got the shitty end of the stick, but, you know.
Yeah,
there's definitely no bad blood. Tanya Chandler reached out to me a while back and was like, do you have Wino's info? Dave really wants to talk to him. I was like, that's right. You guys get back together on stage already.
Oh, that's right. That was about his book or something, right?
They're doing a Vitus book.
We interviewed those cats, right?
So we wrote to them, and actually when we're in Europe, you might be able to talk to them there, because he said he'd rather do it in person. He's in Germany for the Vitus book.
But I'm slowly but surely writing mine. I mean, we've been working on it. Took a back burner to the doc and stuff, but slowly but surely putting the memoirs together. And that's when I'm going to fucking name names.
That's right.
X-rated book. I'm not going to fucking tour or anything that can happen now that, you know, to, in regard to, like, you know, my what do I call it? My career.
Restored past.
So, but the book, I mean, the book's going to be the tell all. Cause you know, it would be impossible not to.
It's going to be awesome.
You reach a point when you're just like, I want to tell the story, but I also want to fight back. Fuck it. You know?
Fuck yeah, dude. Yep. That's right. You're a badass. You're one of the last of the great guitar heroes.
Yeah, I truly believe that.
Icons,
yeah.
I mean, exactly. People will be like, "Oh, didn't Wino play on the Probot record with Grohl?" And I'm like, "Grohl played with Wino."
Yeah. That's right.
Yep. Hell yeah.
That was a cool. That was a fun project, man. I bet. I was really honored that he used my song that I played on, you know, as the single, you know, with Kronos.
Oh.
Also, yeah. Cool. Yeah, a little bit weird bit of lore. Jason, our new guitar player's mom, used to date Kronos.
No way!
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I think that's a pretty crazy little fucking twist on things, dude. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Wow. Kronos from Venom?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Conrad?
Is he Canadian, or did they know each other in Canada, or what?
I think he's
British. Yeah, she's British. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. British. Yeah, that's cool.
So, you know, adding the second guitar after all these years, you know, of course, I did some two guitar stuff that I loved, you know, with Premonition 13 and also with Kelly, Scott Kelly, and, you know, and Shrine Builder. But, you know, adding Jason to the Obsessed, I think, I love it. You know, having two guitars.
Yes, great.
You know, my thought about two guitars. This for Slayer struck me, and one of the reasons why I think that Slayer did so good in their tenure is they started, because the two guitar players, there was no egos as far as, well, I don't know the personal thing, but as far as on stage, you know, it was balanced. It was cool. They played with each other. It was necessary. Two guitars were like, you know, became like a unit, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, when people are younger, you know, there's a lot of egos flying around. And, you know, people, all these, I see people with these volume wars. Everybody's worried about, you know, this, he's got to be louder than the other guy, whatever. When you're mature enough to play in tune and together, you know, with a common cause, I think that
this
really
happens. This happens.
Yeah. As with Vitus, you know, we found the footage from the two guitar stuff live with Vitus in Switzerland. But I love to watch that.
Amazing.
Yeah, right?
Amazing.
You ever seen that?
The Switzerland show in like 1989 where Wino like pulls the shirt off that chick and like, and then they're making out a second later. It's awesome.
It's the very first show that Vitus ever did in Europe. Okay. Because we flew into West, the wall was still up. So we flew into West Berlin, and then the label dudes took us out for dinner that very first night. We didn't know anybody, anything, nothing. Armando, still alive. And me and David got into it that night in the hotel room, and like basically, I broke his nose, right? So the next day, well, he says I broke it, but I mean, I didn't hit him that hard.
I bumped
him next,
with it.
The next day, we were driving to Switzerland for our very first show in Europe, St. Vitus, okay? Now, I'm playing guitar in the band at this point in time because we just released Mortal Cries. So, basically, I would sing a couple songs. Then I'd pick up my guitar. We'd play Dragon Time, Looking Glass, Bitter Truth, and then all the songs I play guitar on that record. Mm-hmm. So then I'd put my guitar down and then I'd sing the rest of the set, right? Okay, so during the whole night, there's this drunk ass, like dirty Swedish punk rock chick, crust punk chick. And she's just fucking with me all night. She's getting on the stage. She's fucking with me. Then she's jumping off and just kind of like, you know. So in the very end of the video, I remember it like it was yesterday. Like, she finally gets up there again. And she's fucked. Now she's getting my beers. Now she's drinking my beer off the stage.
I kind of
during one of those long lead breaks, I had a lot of time. I kind of like went around the drum riser. And I just came back up behind her. She's still on the stage, like, going, look, I'm drinking this beer to all her friends, you know? I was just like, whoop, you know? And then I pushed
up. I love it. That's awesome. You got to wait for the doc for that, guys.
The doc, but we found it, you know, online. And Serge, our sound man, he's the guy who took it way back when in the footage. So
that's awesome.
But, it was really, man, the power was amazing, you know? Yeah. Back to the two guitar thing.
Two guitars.
Yeah. Eventually, I didn't want to play guitar advice anymore. I was happy to just sing, and that was cool. But for one point, I played guitar and be mad too. That was pretty wild.
That's awesome.
powerful.
Yeah, I remember fans would be like, Dragon Time! Everyone wanted to hear Dragon Time, and you'd just go...
And Mark Adams, man, I must say, like, when I first joined the band, he told me straight up, he goes, I don't want you to stop playing guitar. You know, your music is too good, you know. He had the vision originally, you know.
Yeah.
And I wrote Looking Glass sitting in his bedroom, because when I first joined Violence, I stayed with Mark and his mom for like 2 weeks or something like that. And, you know, he always wanted to play more for Crosby, you know. Mm-hmm. That's one of the main things that him and Chuck had, not against each other, but
one beat that
Mark always wanted to play stuff on that record. And Chuck didn't want it because it was the weirdest, I don't know why.
Just wasn't his favorite.
It took fucking 30 years for him to realize I had his back. Like,
that's right.
You know, I was his sergeant in arms, man. We'd be up in front of 5,000 people. He'd be like, I'd be like, plug in the speaker cable or whatever it might be. You know, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah. Yeah. That's great. That's awesome. Yeah. That's your.
It gave you your opportunity to hone in vocals like nothing else
could have. Oh, yeah. That's where I really understand. Yeah,
I remember you told me a couple times on tour, you're like, man, I got to get in that mind frame because it's such a negative, maybe depressing, more depressing mind frame than something more like spiritually enlightening, like Spirit Caravan, you know, where Spirit Caravan is all like channeling positive vibes, whereas Vitus is like, anger and just a different mind frame for sure.
It's what I call Dower Hour.
Dower Hour, yeah. Remember the bus driver? The bus drivers
were called Dave. The hour before we're supposed to play, you know, Chandler's backstage is looking down. Mark's like, I don't really want to be here. That's what he's thinking. And I was just like, wow. I'm on the bus, like, doing whatever I had to do to get my head in the game, man. You know, I must say, it took, you know, I had to be really fucked up.
That's one of the things we go into the doc. Of course, we explore a little bit about drugs and alcohol. And, like, just, yeah, the way that different, you know, expressions of music kind of called for different things over the years.
Oh. For sure. I remember the bus drivers, they were like, what's going on with the Brothers Grimm back there? They called them the Brothers Grimm.
That's the dude, Mr. Clean.
No, it was the guys before that. Remember the Tweedledee and Tweedledum English guys? And they were like, hello, Wednesday. They called me Wednesday. Top of the morning to you, Wednesday. What's up with the Brothers Grimm? Are they ever going to come out of there? They've been watching cartoons for hours.
That was a really fucking strange tour.
There were a few. They kind of all run into each other. And then remember there was one where I think it was the first tour I ever did with you guys. It was like some weird like paddy wagon fucking converted piece of shit, like
that's the tour.
Bus, and then you were in the back, like on some futon that was like sliding around.
That was crazy. We did with the dude had the homemade bus.
Yes, oh, it was very homemade.
We were
like, Wino's gonna go flying. That thing's like not even bolted down. It was like a futon in the back. It was in a trailer or something. It was crazy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he did something. He cut an existing vehicle and added on like.
It's very bootleg.
Added on like a bass lounge, you want to call that? And we're pulling a trailer. Fuck, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That's different than the one where you had like a fireplace inside the bus and all the wigs went on fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was in the early obsessed days. We did a trip in Europe. We had a 1963 Eastern German school buses over here.
Damn.
They had a coal fire, to keep the kids warm, you know. This is from 63, you know. God. So basically, we had this crazy promoter that was in this vehicle, you know, and he said, "Let's stop up at my friend's house. He's like a promotion guy for movies." So we go in there, and this guy's got all these Wayne World promo packs with the wig.
So we had
the plan with the wigs, you know, the plan with the wigs, and in the middle, but the people didn't like it. Man, the people didn't like us, like. We tried to get into Italy. We were in Slovenia, and the war was still happening. Like, basically, the war was almost over in the Balkans.
Yeah.
So, but we were in Slovenia, which is brand new. We played Nova Gorica, which is like the very first, they renamed, you know, as this new country got built, Slovenia. Yeah. You know?
Slovenia.
So we're in Slovenia trying to get into Italy. And back then, all the borders were up. See, it was very hard. Like, Switzerland, hard as nails, man. You know, still is. Italian border, just as bad, you know? Mm-hmm. Even worse because the language thing was so weird. So we kept trying to get in. We were in a 63 ramshackle fucking East German school bus trying to get in to Italy from Slovenia. We couldn't do it. And like we tried all these different boards. Finally, we're up in the mountains of Slovenia somewhere. And there's this little bed and breakfast up there, right? You know, old school, you know, looks like something out of fucking, like, you know, the gingerbread, you know. It's on this really tall hill. And so we get a room there. And so, like, we go to the little cafe to eat. And it's like about as big as the living room. There's all these people sitting around, you know, the locals. And, you know, we get to talking. And, man, these lavish foods we brought out, like, all this great food. And then they bring out these huge fucking sundaes, like, literally just this big. Cream and all shit. And then they said, they brought out the grappa. Well, the grappa is like European moonshine, you know? Oh. And they take a little piece of the branch of what it's made from, and they put that in there, and it turns it the most beautiful color green you'll ever fucking see.
Oh, wow.
So we're drinking these fucking shots of this bar water, and all of a sudden, I don't know why, I didn't see before, I see the acoustic guitar behind the bar, you know? So they give me the acoustic guitar, man. Start playing Inside Looking Out, all the shit. Like,
nice.
Brought the house down, and finally, I was so fucked up, I just fell over on my stool. So my dudes had to carry me over from the restaurant to the adjacent hotel, but they dropped me, and I started rolling down the mountain. They got me, and they threw me in my fucking room, and I peed the bed. Fully fucking close, I peed the bed again. So in the middle of the night, though, here I am in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, woo, get up, your bus is on fire. We're like, what?
Oh, God.
What are you talking about?
Oh, get no. Out there,
and one of the wigs, somehow, mysteriously, when the bus was parked all night, somehow, mysteriously, one of these wigs had fallen onto the coal furnace.
Oh,
which was still hot.
It's fucked up.
I don't know how to. You know,
it could be
one of the locals even have that. Anyway,
I think you got
framed. The only shit that burned up on the bus was mate. Of course.
What the hell, man? Oh my God. Yeah,
That's not it. When I rolled down the hill, I got a cut on my leg that under my pants that I couldn't see, like a scratch. Beat my pants, right? Then I didn't change my pants for about a week. All of a sudden, I'm like, it's itching. What's going on down here? And I've got this fucking this little tiny sore, you know. So I had my bacitracin with me, of course, you know. So I'm putting my bacitracin on there. I'm like, oh, it's just gonna go away, you know. Oh man, Germans have a word for it. They call it Schleppscheiß, which means the walking shit, which means staph infection.
Oh no!
Oh man, I had a hole eating my leg, you know, and like it was bad. Like we'd go to eat, you know, we were still playing shows. Like, you know, maybe we'd be eating at the restaurant and they'd have a fire going, you know, primitive EU. And I'd be sitting next to fire, and when I would stand up, I mean, the pain was excruciating because all the blood would go down there. Uh-huh. So we get to Italy, and there's a guy knew a tattooer there. God, I wish I could remember his name. I'll think of it. But we're in Pisa. This cool tattoo guy, and he looked at it. He goes, you know, I said, like, I'm going to need some medical help. You know, he looked at the tattoo and he goes, man, that's serious. He goes, come back to the tattoo shop so I can dress for you. And we were back at the tattoo shop, and he got me in his chair. He gave me a couple shots, and he fucking squeezed all the shit out of it, dressed it. And the whole time we're listening to Ozzy Tentacles. So he turned me on to Ozzy Tentacles while this is happening. You know, I'm hearing this new band. And so after that, you know, he said, but you still need to get to the hospital. So the next day, we got into a city. This Italians, man, I love Italy, man. This is what they do. They look at me at this emergency room of the city hospital. They look at me and they're like, might have been Rome or they're going, okay. So they lay me on the table and I'm just laying there fully dressed in my same pants I've been wearing for this whole time. They just take the scissors, they just cut my pants out. I swear. They just cut my pants away, they dress it, and they set me on my way.
Nice. Aw, man. I needed those.
Now you got shorts.
Funny story, right?
That's fucking great. So what year was that?
What?
What year was that? Early 90s or
is that 80s? Obsessed or Biden?
It was Obsessed. It was a year we went to Spain and everything that year. I'm trying to remember what tour that was. That might have been the tour we did with Frida. We were like a hellhound thing.
Sure. Yeah.
So was it a staph infection that you got?
From that cut?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because I got pee in it. And what was it?
Wrong night to pee yourself.
Slept shy. Walking gym.
Fuck.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
Oh, there's a lot of bad debauchery.
So, do you think that you think you ever share a stage again with Dave, with Chandler?
Well, it wasn't 3 days ago that I suggested to him. I said, I still have on the same philosophy: 10 cities. Let's do it right, man. Let's do 10 cities.
Yes.
Let's fucking treat our fans right because they need to have that closure, and so do we. You know? And he said, no. I put the band to bed in 2019. I was like thinking to myself, yeah, because he ripped everybody off. You know, but bottom line is, I told him that I would be willing to do fucking, you know, whatever it might be. You know, I think it should be 10 shows. 10 shows in the States. 10 cities. Uh-huh. A few European cities, if you got that big. And he said, no, I'll put it to bed. But then his last sentence was, but maybe doing a, you know, if I decide to do a one-off, I got the people to do it, and I'll give you a call. I don't know what that means. I mean.
Do it like Misfits are doing, you know, just like big fucking shows, man. Just cater to the diehards.
Yeah.
Just
a
couple shows here or there.
I tried talking Jerry and Glenn into like doing like a world Misfits tour. Like do a bunch of dates around the world, like, you know, multiple dates and like just the big cities and then call it a day, you know?
Yeah. Go out with a bang. Give your fans something real. Like, yeah. I mean, that's how we met through St. Vitus, you know?
Yeah. I'm glad to have seen Vitus twice with Wano.
Yeah.
Fucking glad.
Yeah.
That's why she gets the Vitus ring.
I love that ring.
That's a treasure. Great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do treasure that ring.
And we're going to get into that, man. We're going to get into that silver stuff. I watched what would happen.
Do it. Yeah, well, I felt bad because after I gave it to you, Bry Dog was like, oh. And I was like, man. I was like, should I have given it to Bry Dog? I was like, I just felt compelled to give it to Shirley, man. I was like, man.
Wait a minute. He's not even really invited to stand at all.
Well, he's obsessed guy. Well, I know, right? He was just like, he was just kind of like, oh, that's a badass gift. And I was like, man, I had two. And that's my girl, man. And she takes care of Wino. And she deserves
the
finest
ring. He was more in admiration of you giving her.
It was a beautiful moment. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what he was saying. Yeah.
I asked Wino. Yeah, I was like, Wino, is that weird if I give her a ring? He's like, let me give it to her in case we ever get married. And I was like, but I'm so anxious, I want to give it to her now.
Invite us, you know, like me. Yeah. Be like Vitus sisters.
That's right, Vitus family, baby. Yeah, that's right. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to know you guys.
Yeah, same.
Pleasure to know you guys. Y'all are the best. I can't wait to see you again and hug your necks and hang out and tattoo each other and jam out.
Yeah. I really like. Yeah. I like the Temptation Wings tattoo from your sticker.
Oh yeah, on the down sheet.
I've got that on one of my guitars, man. Proudly displayed on my one of
well,
my.
Well, nice. One thing that I've really been wanting to do for you, and I've told you guys about this. I really want to do a Wino Sheet of Flash, but I'm so fucking ADD that like my mind goes crazy. Like I'll sit down and I'll get out all my vinyl and I'll listen to songs. But I've got. I mean, I'm such a diehard fan of yours and your music that there's so much. I'm like, I could do a whole Spirit Caravan sheet. I could do a whole Vitus sheet. So my mind goes crazy with ideas, and I don't know how to hone in on what we should do. So if you have any ideas, if either of you are like, hey, man, we should do a Temptation Wings, you know, like, because obviously that's where I told Johnny, that's where Phil got Temptation's Wings, in my opinion, because Phil's such a diehard Wino fan, too, that I think that's where Down got that. Ice Monkey, that song?
Yeah. So, you know,
The Flash?
Yeah. You've been asking me. There we go.
I have shit drawn up, but I'm just like, I'm so overwhelmed.
You've been asking for pictures of my Les Paul, and the only reason I haven't sent that to you yet is because it's being worked on.
Good.
Jason's got a dude up in Canada that's been sending my guitars for me, and that's when he goes back. But as soon as I get that back out, I think that'd be a good start.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll do that. And then, just like I have my favorite songs, of course, Shirley, if you have like any ideas of, you know, imagery surrounding.
Let me get the guitar. I want to show you. I want to show you what else I really like here. Let me grab that.
And awesome. I love that one. I know I've told you before, but with the skeleton hand holding the Wino playing card.
Yes. With the obsessed crosses on. Okay.
Tattooed. Like,
that'd be rad.
So I'm going to be working on that. That's. Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So awesome.
Waiting.
Yay. We'll fill you up soon.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. There's a chance we might come out late April, but that depends on if we have a screening set up. So we'll let y'all know.
Yeah. I do know a really cool independent theater that had, they showed Glenn's movie recently, the Veronica movies, and The Death Rider.
Glenn's movie?
Glenn Danzig's movie. Well, they showed Death Rider, and Death Rider. I might be able to. We've obviously got Glenn's contact through Johnny, so I could maybe we could hit up Glenn and get the connections for that theater, because that'd be a really cool place to do a private screening. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll send y'all a little thing with the summary and the trailer.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get you hooked up with like a Q&A and a private screening. Fuck yeah! Awesome. Yes. That's our pin. That's right.
Later. Love that. I love it. And then, of course,
That's awesome. Oh, hell yeah. Oh my God. That's so
Nick
great.
Phil thing on the back. I kept telling him, I love that wolf you did, Nick, and he couldn't remember what it is, but I peeled off.
Nick's awesome.
I peeled off his logo and just put the wolf on there, but man, I don't know. I don't know, man. That's the one.
On your phone right
that's
now.
The one right there.
That's the one. We're all going to have to get matching tattoos of that.
That's our favorite.
I've got that in my screensaver on my phone right now. Like, later.
Later.
What year is that Strat?
Oh, it's cool. It's like a 60s body and like a no-name Japanese neck. But I bought it like it is, actually. And it's got one of the sluttiest necks ever. I love it. But the reason I know the body is old is because it had a thin layer of this black nitrocellulose on there. No primer. You see the way it's peeling off?
That looks great.
At one point.
Yeah.
I love that. So, it's all distressed.
That's awesome.
And man, I love this guitar. Actually, I don't know what it is. I dropped in three early Seymour Duncans when they made the triad with the one red in the middle.
The hot
this
rail.
This guitar sounds heavy as fuck. This guitar sounds, I think it sounds as heavy as my Les Paul. It's kind of weird, but I think it's the wood.
Yeah, you got the double rail, the rail Seymour's on there. Yeah, that's rad.
Yep.
I love Fenders.
Cool, man. I love the guitar. I really do.
I had a Fender Strat, but I would put flat wounds on it so it wouldn't be all twangy. Single coils are so twangy,
Yeah. But this thing, I mean, this is like a one-trick pony. It doesn't twang, but it's just got just made ass. And I put on the pot, just a little bit of gear stuff talking, but the pots are like they're not audio taper.
Okay.
They're linear taper. So basically it's full on or nothing,
Yeah, yeah.
But I fucking love it. I wanted to adorn it with the finest.
Yeah. That's rad.
I'm honored. Thank you.
I love it.
That rules.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah, man. Let's do this flash. Let's fucking sell it and get you some fucking gas money for the tour. And hell yeah, everybody support Wino and Shirley and everything y'all have got going on. Yeah. The Obsessed, winoart.com. Yeah, what are all your websites?
Wino-art.com.
So
hell yeah. And we've been putting all the Obsessed tour dates on new-terms.com. Yes. So they're all updated there.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah. And we'll put all your links and everything.
Yeah,
so,
socials and
man.
All that stuff. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
we'll give you all that stuff.
That'd be great.
Hell yeah. We love you guys.
Thanks for sitting down and talking, man. That was really cool.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the offer. Enjoyed every minute of it.
Hell yeah. Well, shit, we should FaceTime once a week just to say hi because we miss you guys.
Yeah, we miss you too. It'd be so nice to have, to be closer together. I wish we could hang out more.
I know.
But if we don't see you, we'll see what happens with the screenings. But y'all, come to
the I would love to.
Dude, keep us in the loop. And if we can help you in any way or help set up some screenings or whatever in Texas, let's do it. Let's get you guys all the screenings.
We'd love to get out that way too. I don't know we really love our house here. That's the thing, but I mean, how hot the politics get out here.
Yeah,
exactly.
When they start stopping people on roadblocks, it's time to get,
They start taking away your guns, it's time to get.
Yeah, they're trying. It's really crazy like that out here now. And it's getting worse and worse. So, we've always got an eye out. If you guys see something out there, you got an eye out. I mean,
okay.
For sure.
Are you being affected at all by the immigration thing?
It's just like the thing that I've noticed is just like there's so many more cars on the road. Buildings popping up overnight. It's like Monopoly, just like boop, boop, boop. It's just like, my God, condos and apartments. And
even out there, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's everywhere. So it's like, we've never bought a house. We don't, have the savings and the overhead and the credit to buy a house. And so we're stuck renting forever. And I'm renting a shop and a house. And it's almost so unaffordable to even, they raised my rent at my shop. And I'm like, man, can I even afford to go to work to make money to pay this rent? And so it's like,
I know.
Dude.
Everything got more expensive, but then people's income didn't go up.
Exactly.
The shop is cool though, man. I think that's a cool location. I think, I like the vibe.
Thank you. Yeah, sometimes I reminisce about my old shop that was way bigger, as you know, but then I'm kind of like, man, it came with a lot more bullshit, you know? And this one is like, it's private. I let my client in. We make coffee. We hang out. We shoot the shit. We talk about whatever we want. There's no interruptions. And my clients, the feedback is awesome. It's chill.
Private. It's the way that the entrance is and everything. I think that's cool. I mean, that's nice to have. Y'all got it going on.
Thank you. You too. Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Stay in touch. Okay. We love y'all.
We're gonna go watch Wolfman now.
For the fifth time, because it's our new favorite. I love that
movie. It's fucking great.
It's amazing.
Hey, listen, if you go to my Instagram page, right, and you go way back, you can find the early Wolfman.
Yeah, that's right. The pandemic Wolfman.
But there's some, they're good.
Wolfman
had it a while.
He didn't look the same back then. He was more of a square, but now he's let loose.
He had to get turned on a virus, I guess.
Yeah, he got a little gritty through the pandemic. So, you know, we all got a little rough.
Chandler liked it a lot. He didn't say anything about
resemblance.
The resemblance.
That's fucking great, man.
Yeah, it's really good. The story too is like, all right, yeah, I hear it, I see it. Yeah, it comes across.
You know, this frequency or that one.
Yeah,
we had to be careful. We could have taken it a little bit farther, you know, but we wanted to keep it lighthearted at the same time.
Yeah, keep it fun.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a fine line.
No fun, no alcohol. Oh wait, I don't want to give it away. Hell yeah.
Well,
that's right. Hell yeah. We're pirates forever. We love you guys. Right. And hey, if it ain't heavy, it ain't shit.
Cool. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it a lot.
Awesome. All right. We love you guys. Wine up forever.
Stay warm.
We can't wait for the wedding. Congratulations.
Yes, congrats.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. You guys be in the loop for sure.
Hell yeah. Yes. Love you guys. Take care. Right. Stay in touch. Bye.
Bye.
So. Well, that was a great conversation with Wino. That was really, I just couldn't stop laughing.
Wino's the best. I mean, I keep telling Johnny about how funny and awesome and amazing Wino is, and he hasn't really spent that much time around him. But I think you can grasp his character and his charm just from that interview. He's just funny. Great. He's awesome.
His stories are funny. Holy smokes, man.
I mean, I've seen him give fans the shirt off of his back, the rings off his fingers. He's just like, oh, you like that? Cool, man. Here you go. He's like, dude, you're going to regret that tomorrow. He's like, no, it's cool. It's just stuff, you know.
It's funny.
He's a good guy. One time he and my dad traded jackets, and my dad had like this Screaming Eagle Dyna Harley. And when he bought the Harley, they gave him like some commemorative jacket with it, right? And so that was like his jacket. And Wino one time was like, hey, man, I like that jacket. And my dad Wino'd him and was like, here you go, man. And Wino's like, oh no, man, you don't have to give it to me. But then Wino's like, well, shit, you can have my jacket. And I think it was like a French jacket. My dad loved French jackets. So Wino's still like, man, I got your dad's jacket. And my dad passed. So that's pretty special. My dad and Wino had a pretty close bond. They were just old school hellion pirate badass all American dudes. And Wino and Shirley actually drove cross country to play my dad's memorial. And that was awesome. That was the beginning of 2020 before shit hit the fan. They drove all the way from New York to Texas and didn't ask me for a dime and put out a hat to collect money to get gas money back home. And that was pretty amazing.
That was super. It was really nice.
I definitely have major, major love for Wino and Shirley, and they're a huge part of my life, and I'm just grateful we got the chance to sit down and talk to them.
Yeah, they're good people. They're really good. He had some great stories. I had a blast talking to him. I'm glad we got to talk to him. That was awesome.
Yeah. So stay tuned to new-terms.com. That's Wino and Shirley's website. That's where you're going to find tour dates, all the videos, the documentary updates, and pretty much everything Obsessed. So new-terms.com, new-terms. So check that out. And also check out winoart.com, wino-art.com. And that's where you can find all of Wino's handmade creations, which include jewelry, paintings, art, all kinds of stuff that you can buy, just like custom one-off stuff from Wino. You could even like commission stuff, you know, paintings and drawings and stuff like that. He's just super in touch with his fans, and you can just get something one of a kind straight from the man himself. So check out all their links and support real mofos. He's one of the last of the Guitar Heroes. Like I said, he's just a great human.
That's right. And they also have a documentary coming out in April. I guess it's going to premiere on April 20th, 420.
420, that's easy to remember.
Yeah, in Woodstock, New York. The theater will be announced in time, but that looks like the premiere date. So if you're in town or if you're there, go. We're going to try to make it out there. That's so much fun.
We're going to try to fly out. That'd be great. Yeah. And then after that, after the premiere, they're going to try to do like some limited screenings and hopefully one closer to you, wherever you may live, and then it'll be out on documentary. So support Wino, all of his endeavors, one of the last of the Guitar Heroes. He's just an all-around badass, and I've got so much respect for him. So check him out. If you're not familiar with Wino, get familiar.
That's right.
Check out one of his many bands.
He's got so much stuff going on. It's great. He's got this Adventures of Wolfman versus Big Ugly, which is available now.
It's his not so short film. It's about an hour, but it's amazing. It's so good.
It's animation, stop motion, kinda. But it's I don't know what to call it. You can't really describe it. I don't know what to call
it. It's kind of like if He-Man wasn't a cartoon and it was just the He-Man action figures. It's like that, but biker style. It's awesome. It's great.
You just got to watch it. It has a good story to it and a good point. Good point to it. And I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I'd laughed. His voices are just so funny.
Wino does all the voices.
He does all the voices. And I couldn't stop laughing. I mean, the story is good. It's a good story. It has a really good point to it. A good ending. And, but damn, man, he did it in a good, he did it in a great way where it's just silly and funny.
Yeah.
You got to check it out. It's called Adventures of Wolfman versus Big Ugly. And we'll have the link down in this description for you.
Yeah.
And I know the Obsessed got some tour dates coming up. I know they got some dates in Mexico. Where is that at?
It's going to be like March 23rd. Yeah, March 23rd through the 25th. They're playing 3 dates in Mexico. So check that out if you are down in Mexico. Hopefully he'll have some South American tour dates later this year or sometime soon.
Yeah, and they got some shows coming up too here, I guess, in February in New Jersey and in New York City. So check your local advertisement and listings for New York, New Jersey for that show.
St. Vitus Bar. And I forget where he said in New Jersey, but just those 2 dates and then they go off to Mexico and then hopefully they'll be, they're going to Europe. Finally, Wino's finally going back to Europe after a brief hiatus. So yeah, he's going to be out there. So check him out and support Wino, support the Haunted Chapel, get your name in the raffle and make sure you just stay metal and treat each other good, man.
That's right. Be good to each other. And enter the giveaways. Be sure to enter because you can get a very cool tattoo or a very cool table.
If you win a tattoo, please get something metal, all right?
Yeah. something with big, bold lines.
And skulls.
That's right. That's right. Skulls. Can't go wrong with skulls. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for watching, listening, or whatever you're doing right now.
Appreciate you.
We appreciate you very much. And we'll keep doing what we're doing. You guys keep doing what you're doing. Keep supporting us. And we'll keep giving it back.
That's it.
So thank you.
Thank you, guys. Check out thehauntedchapel.com for all things The Haunted Chapel.
That's right. Stay haunted.
2 I used to have some moonshine in the fridge, but the health inspector was like, no ma'am. we took it out. I have a beer. Alright, whenever you want.
Hi, this is Wino. Listening to the Haunted Chapel, BZ and Johnny.
Hell yeah.
Is that a good one? My name's Wino from the Obsessed. You're listening to the Haunted Chapel.
Don't say my name.
This is Wino from the Obsessed, and you're listening to the Haunted Chapel with BZ and Johnny.
This is Wino from the Obsessed, and you're listening to the Haunted Chapel with BZ